being in this position is one of those things that you never get to enjoy when you're in a position. But you know, if you see someone else in a position, you probably look at them and think you're very lucky to be in that position. But you know, I have too much work to do to sit down and enjoy it. I'll hopefully enjoy it at the end of the weekend.
You picked up one second over the time on Clifton Promise. I mean, is that there or thereabouts? I mean, does it bother you, or were you a perfectionist, like to have got inside the time?
Oh yeah, I'd love to get inside the time, but I wasn't prepared to go any faster than what I did on him, because he was a little bit shocked to be back on going against the course after he was held. So I had a second, but yeah, it's all right.
Did it bother you, those two, both horses being held? How much does that affect them?
For the first horse, it was fantastic. It suited him very well, and he started again with the second wind, and I enjoyed it. But the second horse wasn't good at all, and I struggled to get his attention back on the fence. But you know, you win some, you lose some.
And both were sort of superficial injuries, is that right? Do you remember when or how they were picked up?
I would say that Clifton Lush had his, at fence six, he bumped his nose on his knee, I would say, because he had an awkward jump over that. And Promise just bit his tongue. He does that.
Does he?
Yeah.
And did you know, I mean, does it bother them? Or?
No, not at all. I didn't know that he'd done it when I found out, but I mean, sometimes galloping around, I can see his tongue flapping around, so that's going to get bitten at some point.
And what goes through your mind, though, when you see the red flag and they're trying to stop you?
First, I always think, good, have a break, give your horse a chance to recover, and we'll start again. And this time, he didn't restart very well, but you know, he's such an exceptional horse, he still finishes fast and clear.
And mentally for you, though, to get going after having a bit of a break, so it's one thing giving the horse a bit of a break, but for you, you know, your adrenaline is up. Is it difficult sometimes to sort of really hit the ground running again?
To be honest, today, it didn't bother me too much. It was, I got held at good places. You know, I'd gotten all the tough stuff out of the way. It was time to put the foot down and make up some time. And I think if I got held, you know, before the trout hatchery or something early on in the guts of it, it would have been a little bit different. But you know, I was quite happy to be held. It didn't bother me too much.
So here you are sitting on top of the leaderboard ahead of Andrew Nicholson. Is he someone, a rider that you've sort of always admired coming back in or starting your career?
Yeah, I still do. You know, he's a hero, and you know, he's helped me a lot. And you know, without him, I wouldn't be here. So it's, you know, it's great to be up and on the front of the leaderboard with him.
And what way has he helped you then in your career?
I went and stayed with Andrew in 2009 for 5 or 6 weeks or something, and he was excellent to me. He was very generous with his teaching, and you know, ever since I've moved over here 3 years ago, he's helped me and pushed me, and you know, it's so great to be able to ride alongside guys like Andrew and Mark, and you know, they helped me out, and you know, I'm very fortunate.
And so sort of tomorrow, is it a relationship that you perhaps will sort of walk the course together?
Andrew and I might walk the course and say, what do you think of this, and he'll tell me. But no, we don't normally walk the courses together, but you know, we chat afterwards. We go through minute markers sometimes and talk about some of the fences, and he's always there if you're asking for advice.
But I suppose tomorrow, though, you know, you're pretty much rivals, arch rivals there's a lot of money at stake and all that. It's going to be a bit different, your relationship.
Yeah, you know, we're there tomorrow. We're trying to beat each other, but you know, I have the utmost respect for Andrew, and you know, I want to see him do well, but you know, I'm just going to do whatever I can to make sure I win.
And both your horses tomorrow, show jumping, can you split them? How would you compare them?
They're both good. I think today is going to take a lot out of them, and it's going to depend a little bit on how they pull up. And they both are careful horses, and I think they'll try for me because they like to and they enjoy their job. But you know, tomorrow's another day, and it'll be the priority tomorrow.
And it's 1989 was the last time that the Badminton Burley double was done with the same horse. You'd be a nice one accolade to have on your CV.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. I think he deserves it, this horse. He's such an amazing horse, and he's come this far now, and you know, he's getting on a little bit now. He's 16 years old, and I don't know how many runs he's going to have in him after this, so it'd be nice to bag a win.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Good luck.